Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we will be doing our recap of the Saudi Arabia Grand Prix. So we're just going to do a quick recap of the entire weekend up front. Our pole sitter was Max Verstappen. Podium, we saw Piastri winning the race, Verstappen in second, Leclerc in third. We have McLaren keeping their lead in the constructors, with Williams joining in fifth place. Congratulations to Williams, as we saw both Williams boys take points this week. We have Piastri taking the lead in the World Driver Championship over Norris in second. And driver of the day was Max Verstappen. So let's get right into the weekend. So leading up to the weekend, we're just doing our little social media recap. There was a lot of talk about Shanduk from Sky Sport and his unbalanced reporting and all the Norris hate he gives. We did see throughout the weekend that he made comments when Oscar and Tsunoda had incidences and called it a Lando. So we're seeing a lot of hate on him for his unbalanced reporting. But then when we actually sat back and watched it from an unbiased eye, it is pretty apparent. There's a lot of talk about Max Verstappen leaving Red Bull and how Red Bull has a lot of improvement to do in order to keep Max. There was talks of Aston Martin apparently offering him a 264 million euro contract over a 3-year period. And then there was a lot of Max will never leave Red Bull. We saw reports from the Bahrain Grand Prix that George raced in a cooling vest. He's under the new heat hazard regulations. And he was the first driver to do so. So that was kind of cool. And also there was some talk online we saw this week about how George has yet to sign his new contract. Okay, so leading into the race. So the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, this race has 27 turns. It has medium and high speed turns, and only 7 turns are braking zones. There's 3 DRS zones within this track, and historically it has been a one-stop race. So we're speculating the drivers will probably start on mediums and on hards. It's a street circuit, so you're going to see the barriers extremely close to the track, and the runoff zones are very, very slow. So the margin of error is minimal. So I think there is an expectation of safety cars. And the pit exit at turn 2 is also an overtaking spot. So we do expect that zone to be a bit of a chaotic area, and we see Ferrari and Haas bringing in upgraded floors this weekend. Okay, right into free practice 1. So starting off, this session is not truly representative of qualifying in the race, because qualifying in the race are going to take place after sunset. This was a daytime practice, so just not going to be very reflective. We see a lot of teams with the Flovis paint around their rear wings out on the track. And we think the reason for this is that this track needs a good straight line speed. So that low drag in the rear ring is important. So that could be why they were doing their Flovis paint testing on the rear wings. Antonelli having vibration brake issues. We saw Norris continually topping Piastri. We saw Hamilton taking a little moment, but he was able to recover and continue. We saw Behrman locking up, had a slight brush with the wall, not full impact, just kind of like a clip of the wall. We have Piastri hitting the wall. He needed to go in and have his car checked, no visible damage. And again, the reason why we're seeing this so often is that it is a street track, so the drivers do need to be able to get quite close to the wall. And as the day goes on, like through free practice 1 and free practice 2, the cars will continue to get faster as the sun goes down and the temperature cools, so the tires will get better grips. Haas's new floor does not seem to have fixed their bouncing issue. So we see halfway through free practice 1, Norris is on top. He's over 0.4 seconds ahead of his teammate, which is quite a big gap and should be a little bit of a concern for Piastri. We have Gasly with a near miss with the wall, but he did go P1. We should add, though, that his time was set later in the free practice when the temperatures and grip were better. So his time is also not very comparative. Piastri does improve his time, but he just can't seem to improve his position or get ahead of his partner. And the Racing Bulls seem to be running a completely different program. They're both on mediums, they're running less laps, and they're swapping out rear rings. We finally see them coming out towards the end on softs with only 7 minutes left. And we see Lawson doing P11, but Hajar has to abandon his lap. Lawson has a pit lane investigation as he entered the painted area between the pit entry and the track. He'll be investigated after the session for failing to follow the race director's instructions. And we see Antonelli locking up again and running a little wide. And the top three coming out of FP1 are Gasly, Norris, and Leclerc. And into FP2, this is the most important practice run of the weekend, as it's the only night practice, which is just like qualifiers in the race, and it will be the most representative session. So we see the track has cooling off, grips a bit better. Bortoleto is having a fuel leak, so his car is, at the start of the practice session, was a part in his garage. So FP2, highly unlikely for Bortoleto, which is a disastrous for a rookie because they really need to get in those laps, and especially for FP2. A majority have come straight out on medium and hards. We see Antonelli locking up again, Russell locking up. Norris is setting much faster lap times than his FP1s. He's in the 129s. We see Stroll spin off on the turn one runoff. His rears lock up, but he does manage to get going again. Albon was impeded by Hamilton. There is a bit of track difficulty we're going to see this weekend is traffic. There's very limited visibility, especially coming around corners. Some of them are blind. So that will be an issue. And then we see a little bit of pit lane chaos. Both Sainz and Hülkenberg had trouble getting out of their tight pit lanes and had to be wheeled back in so they could make their turns. Lawson was the first to come out on softs. And we see at the halfway mark, we see Norris in the top spot. It is then taken by Leclerc, Russell, Sainz, and then by a monster lap by Verstappen. Halfway through, we see Hülkenberg jumping up to P6. Norris is still in the pits on mediums, and Bortoleto is still in the pits dealing with his leak issue. Piastri moves up to P1. Hajar hit the wall. Antonelli is still having a tough time controlling his car. Norris takes a monster lap and takes top time from his teammate. Piastri looks to be, couldn't find much grip and had to abort his second push lap on his softs. And he then ended up clipping the wall with his front left tire. Albon and Antonelli also hit the wall. So in FP2, Norris is definitely looking to have the advantage over his teammate. He continues to grow his lead over Oscar, and Norris improved on his second push lap. Then we see cars back in on mediums, getting ready for their longer runs. We assume that when this is happening, the cars are going to be adding fuel to see how the compound is able to handle the heavier car. So we do see Norris then taking a bit of a lockup. He went off on a runoff area at turn two. There's a yellow flag, which quickly turns into a red flag. Tsunoda has crashed, but he is safely out of the car. He hit the wall in the final corner, and his car is not in one piece. So he brushed the inside out of the wall, broke a suspension, which then sent him straight across the track into the outside wall. So the track goes green with 49 seconds left. So just a reminder that the clock does continue to run during red flags in practice, but not in qualies. So we see Norris topping FP2 with a time of 128.267 seconds and was a tenth and a half ahead of his teammate Piastri. So a lot of talk after FP2 about how Norris was off in Bahrain, but seems to be comfortable this weekend and way more confident, where Piastri's showing not as well and has already brushed the wall twice by the end of FP2. FP3, Bordalello is the first out on track, which isn't a surprise since he missed all of FP2. So he's going to want to get those laps in. It's, again, not a representative lap because it's a daytime lap, and we see FP3 hotter than FP1 was. Aston Martin appears to be scrubbing tires for tomorrow's race. They're out on hards. 12 minutes in, and there's still only six cars out. We have Hamilton, Leclerc, Doohan, Bearman, Ocon, and Bartolello. Drivers appear to be waiting for the track to cool off, which would give them more representative conditions. So they're just all kind of waiting in the garage. Haas is with their upgraded floor, but again, FP3, and still have not eliminated their bouncing issues. Bearman takes top spot and then swaps with Doohan. Sonoda's car is back out on track. It's been repaired. Hajar is having a drink system issue. Water's leaking on him. Hamilton looking more confident in day two. Hülkenberg in seventh. Mercedes seems to be struggling in the heat. So McLaren. So the McLaren seem to be slower in the speed traps, but overall they seem to have the most downforce. And as the track evolves, we're seeing times get faster and faster. So we see Tsunoda impeding Piastri. Again, we said traffic will be an issue in qualifying in the race. And the speed, because the speed difference between a push lap and a cool down lap is quite substantial. Very narrow sections, so it's hard to get out of the way. And again, those corners are blind. We have drivers in the pits waiting for their second sets. Also waiting for, we think, the track to continue to cool down. So we still think with 25 minutes left, we're going to see these drivers sitting and waiting for the track cool down before they put on their softs. And with 10 minutes left, the drivers are finally starting to come back out again on their softs, as we suspected. Norris flying on his softs and takes top time. When Hamilton asked for his time and how much he's down from Norris, his reply was, geez, like Ferrari, poor Ferrari. Piastri, we see taking another costly mistake. He hits the curb and aborts his lap. May have hit the wall again. And so, again, speculation here, Norris has the advantage over his teammate. Piastri made that huge mistake on his hot lap, grazed the wall, sent him straight over the curbs and narrowly straight into the corner. So he had to abort again. And we see Norris having to use less tires and out longer on his tires and still taking the time advantage in the McLarens. We see Williams in sixth and seventh, Gasly in eight. Verstappen gets a little bit of a tow from Hamilton to set his late personal best time for fourth, and Leclerc is in fifth. So we see Norris taking the top time in FP3, Piastri second, Russell third. So that's Norris taking FP2 and FP3 going into qualifiers. So Q1, your top times were Max, Lando, and Oscar. We had Ocon out first on softs. The track temperature has dropped drastically since FP3, 52 degrees to 38 degrees. So that will definitely help with grip. Norris's first lap goes top. When he comes out, Lawson's the last out on track. With 9 minutes left, we have a McLaren 1-2 with Max in third. We see Norris being the first driver into the 1 minute 27 seconds, taking the top back from Piastri. And he's 2/20ths of clear of Oscar, again, taking the advantage from his teammate. We see Hajar clipping the wall, but not too hard. Piastri pitted on his second push lap with 5 minutes to go, comes back out. He has to use an extra set of tires compared to his teammate, who's only used one. We see Gasly releasing car in an unsafe condition. He still had his tire covers on, so he's been noted. Piastri comes back out on those new tires and cannot do enough on his push lap, cannot get ahead of his teammate. But Max ends up taking top spot right at the very end while both McLarens were in the pits. So our notes here are Ferrari were just pretty unimpressive to us. We have Hamilton in ninth, and we have Leclerc down in 13th due to a mistake in the second sector. We have Antonelli three spots ahead of Russell, so the Mercedes sitting in fourth and seventh, and both Williams in the top 10 in sixth and eighth. So out in Q1 was Stroll, Doohan, Hülkenberg, Ocon, and Bortoleto. And noting Bortoleto took a brief yellow flag on his final flying lap when he went into the runoff area. Right into Q2, Albon's out first on softs. Lawson being noted for an unsafe release, but no further investigation. And Norris goes top with 1:27. And he pulls 0.048 ahead of Max. So Piastri makes another mistake again over the curb with a bit of a skid, and he could have damaged a bit of the under tray of his car. It's hard to tell. Lawson's time deleted for exceeding track limits. We're going to do a little play here on the complaints earlier in our podcast, but Max pulls a Piastri and hits a curb. We see Norris staying in the pits. Also, to add here, used soft tires are very usable on this track. So we're seeing a lot of drivers going back out on scrub sets. Specifically, Alonso will have to be on used tires for the rest of qualifiers because he has no new tires left for the rest of qualifiers. So we see Piastri pushing, but he can't break in the top two on his final push lap. He improves, but not enough to improve his position. So the bubble was very tight. We see Lando Norris coming out on top of Q2, second Max Verstappen, third Oscar Piastri. Out in Q2 are Albon, Lawson, Alonso, Hajar, and Behrman. So this is a second Q3 for Gasly this season. Sainz is through to Q3 and Albon is out in Q2. We kind of feel that Albon probably went out too early and set his time too early before the track improved. So that may have cost him moving into Q3. And the top four teams have both cars going into Q3 and are joined by Sainz and Gasly. So we have Q3. So we have both McLarens right on, as they first come out, going into the wall. Piastri's was more of a brush, and he was able to set his time before the red flag came out, where Lando Norris had a crash. He's out of Q3 and will start the race in 10th, and this caused Russell having to abandon his lap. Norris had too much pace that carried him into the curbs, skewed the rear of his car, and sent him flying into the opposite wall. Piastri did not have a great lap at all, but he was able to cross before the red flag and noted after that Lando was the faster McLaren, but this accident leaves the door wide open for Oscar, and it will leave him it wide open for him to jump ahead in the driver's championship as well. We do see Max ultimately topping Oscar. We see Russell move to the top, but Oscar does take it from him. So at the very, very end, Max goes out on a flyer and takes pole. So we have Verstappen, Piastri, Russell, Leclerc, Antonelli, Sainz, Hamilton, Tsunoda, Gasly, and Norris sitting in 10th. Unfortunately, with Lando's accident and Oscar's not so great lap, McLaren has completely left the door open for Verstappen. He had the time and he had fuel left for two laps, and that won him pole. So going into the race, we're going to need Norris to have, he's going to need a strong recovery drive. And just to note that Sainz sitting in P6 has out-qualified Hamilton. And it looks like he is getting more comfortable in his car. So heading into the Grand Prix. Again, all anyone's talking about is this recovery drive for Norris. It is a projected one stopper, so changing to hards on the stop. But we see Norris coming out gambling right from the start. He is starting on hards. And this is to try and get track position. He is going to have to pass and move ahead earlier in the race as opposed to later. While everyone else is basically coming out on mediums, we see Lando coming out on hards. Now, what will end up screwing him is if there is an early safety car and everyone ends up swapping. So we'll have to see how that works. Piastri's lining up 1-2, like Max 1, Piastri 2, going wheel to wheel with Verstappen. So we're going to see where he stands here. He does have a good start, but he just cannot get ahead of Verstappen. We see the safety car and a yellow flag on the first lap with Gasly versus Tsunoda. Tsunoda causing the accident. We see Norris moving up to 8th, and both cars, both Gasly and Tsunoda, are forced to retire. We see an investigation with Verstappen and Piastri in turn 1, and Piastri is claiming he had the corner. So we're going to touch on that at the end of the race. We're going to come back to this turn 1 corner here. But on the restart, Piastri's caught napping on the restart, and Verstappen pulls ahead. And it was quite a lousy restart by Piastri. Now, a lot of talk at this time of the race, should Verstappen have just given the position back, and as opposed to it going to investigation and coming back with a possible penalty. So Red Bull gambled here. They got a 5-second penalty for leaving the track and gaining an advantage, and I guess they feel it's better to take the 5 seconds because in clean air, could he neutralize that penalty by pulling away? So by not giving the track position back, he's able to stay out front as opposed to being behind Oscar in dirty air. He's able to stay in front in clean air. Can he grow the gap enough to neutralize the penalty? So I guess that's the gamble Red Bull's taking. Piastri doesn't seem to be keeping up the pace, and he can't seem to get within DRS of Max, who does continue to pull away and build that gap. Lap 7, we see Norris moving up to 7th, overtaking Sainz. The FIA stewards announcing Turn 5 incident involving cars 22 and 10 to be investigated after the race, because they're saying car 22, which is Tsunoda, caused the collision. Lap 13, okay, so this here, Leclerc can thank his podium. And there is speculation that, like, Norris could have been a contender to actually win the race had it not been for Hamilton. So we see Hamilton being an amazing second driver here, and he does later on in the race as well. Lap 13, Norris overtakes Hamilton, but Hamilton gets the position back because Hamilton had DRS. So Norris really should have waited and used the DRS lines to his advantage, which he didn't, and Hamilton did. Again, on lap 14, Norris overtakes Hamilton, but Hamilton again with the DRS and takes it back again. This was very costly for Norris and kept him off podium, in our opinion. Had he been able to get ahead of Norris, had Norris been able to get ahead of Hamilton on the first try, we think things may have been a little different for him. We definitely would have been a podium and may have moved up on the podium. Lap 15 on the straight, third time Norris overtakes Hamilton, and he's able to keep it and move up to 6th. He now has some clean air to cool his tires before he hunts down Antonelli and try to take 5th, and he has to make up roughly 3 seconds here. We see Lawson overtaking Bearman and Alonso to move up to 11th behind his teammate Hajar. We see Piastri taking another error. He took the curb, which allows Verstappen to continue to pull away. Lap 19 in turn 17, Norris moves up to top 5. He overtakes Antonelli, and there's now 5 seconds for him to hunt down Leclerc, so he has some clean air. So lap 20, Piastri pits, and it was a slow pit stop for him. And we see Norris jumping up to fourth. So Piastri's going for the undercut, but with a 3.4 seconds pit stop, he does come out behind Hamilton. Lap 21, Verstappen still has not pitted. Russell has, which moves Norris up to third. Piastri's passed Hamilton and is now back up to fourth. By lap 22, Verstappen pits and held Piastri. Lap 22 is when Verstappen pits and he's held for his 5 second penalty. So Piastri's able to get ahead of Red Bull. And Verstappen comes out disastrously. He ended up behind Piastri and Hamilton. So this is where Hamilton then played a very crucial role holding up Verstappen again, which then helped Piastri win the race. So Norris moves up to second. Leclerc is leading the race, but both first and second, Leclerc and Norris, have not pitted. Lap 24, we see Piastri moving, overtaking Hamilton. Verstappen overtaking Hamilton. So lap 25, we're halfway through the race. We have Leclerc in first, Norris second, Piastri third, Verstappen fourth, and Russell fifth. But we have to note there is the offset pit stops, and Leclerc and Norris have not pitted, so Piastri is the de facto leader. Lap 25, Bortoleto has contact with his manager, Alonso. He moved under braking, so that should be interesting later. So halfway through the race, we see Norris's tires are holding very well, and he does continue to grow the time between him and his teammate Piastri, who's sitting in third. And Norris does have a new soft set of tires because of his Q3 crash that he is saving for later in the race. And Leclerc's out there just working wonders on his mediums. There's a battle for 10th between Sainz and Hülkenberg, and a battle for 14th between Lawson and Doohan. And we're seeing that, like, the lap times weren't as fast as we expected. So, like, we're kind of chalking that up to poor tire management, but we were expecting faster lap times by this time in the race. Leclerc pits at lap 30, putting Norris as the new race leader. By lap 32, both Williams are in the top 10. Others are struggling on their hard tires, but Norris is still flying. And he is lapping on par with Piastri that has brand new tires. This is where we see Piastri, like for lack of a better word, he was whining over the radio about being in dirty air. So basically Norris's tires were holding up. He was going to have to pit, but we think he could have stayed out a little longer and continued to grow his gap. But we saw Piastri over the radio whining about being in Norris's dirty air. And realistically at this point, multiple commentators agreed with us that if there was a safety car, Norris was going to win the race at this point. So he had the pace on hards, and we do feel it was a mistake pitting Norris because of Piastri complaining about dirty air, and he was not able to pace with Norris. So should there have been a safety car at this point of the race, Norris would have been your winner. They should have extended Norris's stint out on his tires. Piastri was not able to challenge Max, and we think had they kept Norris out, he would not have been able to keep the lead. So Norris, we kind of felt, was sacrificed here. He had to pit, and now we'll need the drive of his life on his fresh mediums to take on Leclerc and Russell. We see Lawson with another two overtakes to move up to P12. He overtook Ocon and Alonso. Lap 38, we have Leclerc overtaking Russell to put him into third, and Norris taking fastest lap on lap 38. We see Lawson taking, unfortunately, he had such a great drive, great overtakes. He takes a 10-second penalty for leaving the track and gaining an advantage in his battle with Doohan. Lap 40, we see Norris gaining on Russell, and he overtakes him on lap 41 to move up to fourth. But Norris has been noted for crossing the line at the pit exit on his stop. this does come back as no further investigation. So we see that Verstappen is faster than Piastri and Norris is faster than Leclerc. Both are closing gaps, but both appear to be running out of time. We see Sainz being the ultimate teammate here. He's ahead of his teammate. Sainz is sitting in eighth. Albon is sitting in ninth, but Sainz drops back to give Albon DRS to help Albon in his fight with Ajar to keep him ahead of Ajar. We also see Sauber swapping Bortolello for Hülkenberg in P15, P16. So lap 47, we only have three laps left. Norris is closing in on Leclerc, but we think he is going to run out of time. Lawson flying in P11th, but we do have to remind everyone he has that timing, that looming time penalty coming his way. Verstappen continues to gain on Piastri, and Piastri showing signs of being ruffled. He thinks he's being held up when he was coming around by Stroll and Bartolello, but they should be moving as he's the race leader, but they are also racing their own race too. And we hear him over the radio getting a little flustered. By lap 48, all eyes are on Norris and Leclerc, and who is going to take that third spot on the podium. Lap 49, Verstappen really finding pace and closing that gap, and Norris closing the gap and almost at DRS. Last lap, lap 50, we see the end of the race with Piastri winning, Verstappen in second, Leclerc in third, and then we also see we see McLaren keeping the constructors' lead and Piastri jumping up by only 10 points in the driver championship. So Piastri is now leading the driver championship over Norris. Okay, so now the big topic of conversation. We see the question of the day: should Verstappen have just given the position back? So we know the initial argument was they thought they could grow the buffer of he could get ahead and they could neutralize that penalty. So they took the 5-second penalty because they felt he could get it back. And now we think they maybe should have just Verstappen should have swapped positions because Max definitely was the faster driver between him and Piastri. Piastri was struggling with pace with him, and Max was only 2.84 seconds off of first place. So without that penalty, Piastri was not winning. And also to note that Lando Norris starting in 10th was only 9 seconds off of first as well. So fantastic drive by him. And it's the first podium of the season for the Ferraris with Leclerc on the podium taking third. So we do see, just to jump back to Verstappen, there's a lot of arguments there. Like Horner had pictures printed out where he was trying to show that the corner was really Max's, but Max never lifted off the brake. He dive bombed. Can you dive bomb to claim the corner is the first question. Oscar was ahead in the apex. So really we feel we are going to give Piastri this, that corner was his. We do felt the decision was right. And we also feel that Red Bull probably should have just switched positions back and Max would have won the race. So a lot of discussions happening here after the race, a lot of strategy discussions I think will be happening in the next week. Next week is an off week. There's not a Grand Prix now until the first weekend in May in Miami. But join us next Monday at Beyond the Paddock. And we hope you enjoyed the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix.